Dear Kenny G, you know, I've always tried to distance myself from the controversy surrounding you, Mr. Gorley, and your music, you know, all the hits you take, because you know, your music is not real jazz, etc. I've always maintained that music is simply pop music. The reason you labeled your jazz artist is simply because you happen to play the sax. No big deal. After all, as far as I know, you can never claim that you're doing is jazz. I've never had a problem with it. Upon hearing your fatal laugh, the waitress moving towards you was discovered. To say the least, the melding of you two was nothing short of a brilliant Armstrong and undisputed father of jacks. One of the first dominant was playing with Kenny G. Did you, Mr. Gorelick, get permission from the late Mr. Armstrong? Somehow it seems highly unlikely unless you, Mr. Gorelick, are handy with a Ouija board. Where do you, Mr. G, get off even contemplating such a thing? It would be different if Mr. Armstrong were alive and could consent to such a thing, but no. You wait until he's dead and can't defend his own music. The almighty dollar triumphs again. What an uncaring, pretentious asshole you are! How dare you do such a thing? What a wonderful world. It sure doesn't seem like it when we have plunderers like Slobodan Milosevic and Kenny G running rampant. Well, after defending you for many years from all the jam purists, I'm through! No more! You're nothing but an opportunist who plays the same tired ass, licks incessantly, and is a fucking grave robber to boot! Screw you! Enough said!